北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Students Audio Intro B. New Interchange. English for International Communication.By Jack C. Richards. This student's audio program contains recordings that correspond to the intro level student's book B, published by Cambridge University Press and Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This recording is in copyright. This student's audio program contains a selection of recordings from the class audio program, including conversations, grammar focus models,pronunciation tasks, readings, and some snapshots and word powers.
Students Cassette B, Side 1. Unit 9.Broccoli is good for you. Page 54, Exercise 1. Snapshot, Food Pyramid. The food pyramid is a guide of what to eat and how much to eat each day. For good health, eat a lot of grains, vegetables, and fruit. Eat some dairy, meat, and other protein. Eat very little fat, oil, and sugar. Listen and practice.
Fat, oil, sugar.
Cream, butter, oil, candy, potato chips.
Meat and other protein.
Chicken, fish, beans, eggs, nuts, beef.
Dairy.
Milk, cheese, yogurt.
Fruit.
Bananas, apples, oranges, strawberries, mangoes.
Vegetables.
Broccoli, carrots, lettuce, tomatoes, potatoes.
Grains.
Crackers, cereal, bread, pasta, noodles, rice.
Page 55, Exercise 2, Word Power, Foods, Countable and Uncountable. Part A, Listen and Practice. Countable.
I'm buying an orange. I love oranges. Oranges are delicious.
Uncountable.
I'm buying some broccoli. I like broccoli.Broccoli is good for you.
Specific.
An orange.
Some broccoli.
General.
Oranges.
Broccoli.
Page 56, Exercise 3, Conversation. Part A, Listen and Practice.
What do you want for the barbecue?
How about chicken and hamburgers?
Okay, we have some chicken in the freezer, but we don't have any hamburger meat.
And there aren't any hamburger rolls.
Do we have any soda?
No, we don't. We need some. Oh, and let's get some lemonade, too.
All right. And how about potato salad?
Oh, yeah. Everyone likes potato salad.
Page 56, Exercise 4, Grammar Focus, Some and Any.
Do we need any meat?
We need some hamburger meat, We don't need any chicken.
Do we need any soda?
Yes, let's get some soda. Yes, let's get some. No, we don't need any soda. No, we don't need any.
Page 57, Exercise 5, Pronunciation, Sentence Stress. Part A, Listen and Practice. Notice the words with the most stress.
What do you need?
I need some bread and some fish.
Do you need any fruit?
Yes, I want some bananas.
Page 57, Exercise 6, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Let's have breakfast together on Sunday.
Okay, come to my house. My family always has a Japanese-style breakfast on Sundays.
Really? What do you have?
We usually have fish, rice, and soup.
Fish for breakfast? That's interesting.
Sometimes we have a salad, too, and we always have green tea.
Well, I never eat fish for breakfast, but I love to try new things.
Page 57, Exercise 7, Grammar Focus, Adverbs of Frequency.
I always eat breakfast.
I usually eat breakfast.
I often eat breakfast.
I sometimes eat breakfast.
I seldom eat breakfast.
I never eat breakfast.
Sometimes I eat breakfast.
Do you ever have fish for breakfast?
Yes, I always do.
Sometimes I do.
No, I never do.
Always, usually, often, sometimes, seldom, never.
Page 59, Exercise 10, Reading. Eating for good luck.
On New Year's Day, many people eat special foods for good luck in the new year.
Some Chinese people eat tangerines. Tangerines are round. Round foods end and begin again, like years.
It is a Jewish custom to eat apples with honey for a sweet new year.
Greeks eat vasilopita, bread with a coin inside. Everyone tries to find the coin for luck and money in the new year.
In Spain and some Latin American countries, people eat 12 grapes at midnight on New Year's Eve. One grape for good luck in each month of the new year.
On New Year's Day in Japan, people eat mochi, rice cakes, for strength in the new year.
Some Americans from southern states eat black-eyed peas and rice with collard greens. The black-eyed peas are like coins, and the greens are like dollars.
Unit 10. You can play baseball really well. Page 60, Exercise 1, Snapshot. Sports seasons in the United States and Canada. Listen and practice.
In the winter, people play hockey, play basketball, go ice skating, and go skiing.
In the spring, people play golf and play soccer.
In the summer, people play baseball, play tennis, play volleyball, and go swimming.
In the fall, people play football, go bike riding, and go hiking.
Page 61, Exercise 2, Conversation. Listen and practice.
So, Justin, what do you do in your free time?
Well, I love sports.
Really? What sports do you like?
Hockey, baseball, and skiing are my favorites.
Wow, you're a really good athlete.
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't play those sports. I just watch them on TV.
Page 61, Exercise 3, Grammar Focus. simple present WH questions.
What sports do you play?
I play baseball and I go skiing.
Who do you play baseball with?
With some friends from work. We have a team.
When does your team practice?
We practice on Saturdays.
What time do you practice on Saturdays?
We start at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Where do you go skiing?
I go skiing in Colorado.
What do your parents think of skiing?
They think it's dangerous.
Page 62, Exercise 5. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Oh, look. There's a talent show on Saturday. Let's enter.
I can't enter a talent show. What can I do?
You can sing really well.
Oh, thanks. But you can, too.
Well, no. I can't sing at all. But I can play the piano.
So maybe we can enter the show.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Let's start the practice tomorrow.
Page 62, Exercise 6. Pronunciation. Can and can't. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice the pronunciation of can and can't.
I can play the guitar, but I can't sing very well.
Page 63, Exercise 7, Grammar Focus, Can for Ability.
I can sing very well.
Can you sing?
Yes, I can.
You can sing very well.
Can I sing?
Yes, you can.
He can sing very well.
Can he sing?
Yes, he can.
She can't sing at all.
Can she sing?
No, she can't.
We can't sing at all.
Can we sing?
No, we can't.
They can't sing at all.
Can they sing?
No, they can't.
Page 65, Exercise 10. Reading. Race the U.S.
Here are three unique races.
One race takes place in a building. In the Empire State Building run-up, racers run up the stairs to the top of New York City's Empire State Building. The climb is 1,050 feet, 320 meters, 86 floors, or 1,575 steps. Winners can reach the top in just 10 to 11 minutes.
Racers in the Badwater Run in California run 139 miles. 224 kilometers, climbing 8,653 feet, 2,637 meters. The race begins in Death Valley, a desert. The temperature is about 130 degrees Fahrenheit, 54 degrees Celsius, and contestants sometimes run through sandstorms. The race ends near the top of Mount Whitney, where the temperature is only 30 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 1 degree Celsius, and there are sometimes ice storms. Amazingly, winners can usually finish in about 28 hours.
Race Across America is a bicycle race all the way across the U.S., from Irvine, California, to Savannah, Georgia. In this race, there are no timeouts for sleep, so the racers can sleep only about 3 hours each day. Winners complete the 2,900 miles, 4,667 kilometers, in just 8 to 10 days.
Unit 11. What are you going to do? Page 66. Exercise 1. Word power. Dates. Part A. Listen. Practice the months and the ordinal numbers. Months.
January, February, March, April, May, June,
July, August, September, October, November, December.
Ordinal numbers.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh,
eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th,
15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st,
22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th,
29th, 30th, 31st.
Page 66, Exercise 2, Conversation, Part A, Listen and Practice.
Are you going to do anything exciting this weekend?
Well, I'm going to celebrate my birthday.
Fabulous. When is your birthday exactly?
It's August 9th, Sunday.
So what are your plans?
Well, my friend Catherine's going to take me to a restaurant.
Nice. Is she going to order a cake?
Yeah, and the waiters are probably going to sing happy birthday to me. It's so embarrassing.
Page 67, Exercise 3, Grammar Focus. The future with be going to.
Are you going to do anything exciting this weekend?
Yes, I am. I'm going to celebrate my birthday. No, I'm not. I'm going to stay home.
Is Catherine going to have a party for you?
Yes, she is. She's going to invite all my friends. No, she isn't. She's going to take me out to a restaurant.
Are the waiters going to sing to you?
Yes, they are. They're going to sing happy birthday. No, they aren't. But they're going to give me a cake.
Page 68, Exercise 4, Pronunciation, Reduction of going to. Listen and practice. Going to is sometimes pronounced gonna in conversation.
Are you gonna have a party for your birthday?
No, I'm gonna go out with a friend.
Are you gonna go to a restaurant?
Yes, we're gonna go to Nick's Cafe.
Page 69, Exercise 7, Conversation. Listen and practice.
So, Dennis, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to have dinner at my parents' house. What about you? Any plans?
Yeah. I'm going to cook dinner with some friends. We're going to make fish soup.
That's unusual. We always have turkey, mashed potatoes.
I know. Every year my friends and I make something different.
Sounds like fun. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too.
Page 69, Exercise 8, Grammar Focus. WH questions with be going to.
Where are you going to go for the holiday?
We're going to go to my parents' house.
Who's going to be there?
My whole family is going to be there.
How are you going to get there?
We're going to drive.
Time expressions.
Tonight. Tomorrow. Tomorrow night. Next week. Next month. Next summer.
Page 71, Exercise 11, Reading. What are you going to do on your birthday?
My 21st birthday is on Saturday, and I'm going to go out with some friends. To wish me a happy birthday, they're going to pull on my ear 21 times, once for each year. It's an old custom. Some people pull on the ear just once, but my friends are very traditional.
Tomorrow is my 16th birthday.
It's a special birthday, so we're going to have a family ceremony. I'm probably going to get some money in lucky envelopes from my relatives. My mother is going to cook noodles. Noodles are for a long life.
My husband is going to be 60 tomorrow. In Japan, the 60th birthday is called Kanreki. It's the beginning of a new life. The color red represents a new life. So we always give something red for our 60th birthday. What am I going to give my husband? I can't say. It's a surprise.
I'm going to be 30 next week, so I'm going to invite 3 very good friends out to dinner. In France, when you have a birthday, you often invite people out. In some countries, I know it's the opposite. People take you out.
Unit 12. What's the matter? Page 72. Exercise 1. Word power. Parts of the body. Part A. Listen and practice.
Head. Eye. Ear. Nose.
Mouth. Tooth. Teeth. Chin.
Back. Shoulder. Chest. Stomach.
Throat. Neck.
Wrist. Arm. Elbow.
Thumb. Hand. Finger. Fingers.
Leg. Knee. Ankle.
Foot. Feet. Toe. Toes.
Page 73. Exercise 2. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Oh, I'm not so good, actually.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, I have a headache and a backache.
Maybe you have the flu.
No, I think I just miss Japan. I feel a little homesick.
That's too bad. But I think I can help. Let's have lunch at that new Japanese restaurant.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Brian. I feel better already.
Page 73, Exercise 3. Grammar focus. Have plus noun. Feel plus adjective.
What's the matter? What's wrong?
I have a headache. I have a sore throat. I have the flu.
How do you feel?
I feel sick. I feel sad. I feel better. I don't feel well.
Adjectives. Negative.
Sick. Sad. Bad. Awful. Terrible.
Positive.
Fine. Well. Happy. Good. Better. Great. Terrific.
Page 73, Exercise 3, Part A. Listen and practice.
He has a backache.
He has an earache.
She has a headache.
He has a stomachache.
He has a toothache.
She has a cold.
He has a cough.
He has a fever.
She has the flu.
He has sore eyes.
He has a sore throat.
Page 74, Exercise 5. Snapshot. Common medications. Listen and practice.
Antacid. Muscle cream. Cough syrup. Cough drops.
Cold pills. Aspirin. Eye drops.
Page 75, Exercise 6. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hello, Ms. West. How are you today?
I feel terrible.
So, what's wrong exactly?
I'm exhausted.
Why are you so tired?
I just can't sleep at night.
Okay, let's take a look at you. I'm going to give you some pills. Take one pill every night after dinner.
Okay.
And don't drink coffee, tea, or soda.
No soda?
Nope. And don't work too hard.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Young.
Page 75, Exercise 8, Pronunciation, Sentence Stress. Part A, Listen and Practice. Notice the main stress in these sentences.
Take some aspirin. Go to bed. Use some muscle cream.
Don't drink coffee. Don't go to work. Don't exercise this week.
Page 75, Exercise 8, Part B. Listen and mark the main stress in these sentences.
Take a hot bath. Stay in bed. Don't lift heavy things.
Don't drink soda. Eat a lot of vegetables. Don't go to bed late.
Page 76, Exercise 9, Grammar Focus, Imperatives.
Take a pill every 4 hours.
Drink lots of juice.
Don't work too hard.
Don't stay up late.
Page 77, Exercise 10, Reading. 10 Simple Ways to Improve Your Health.
Believe it or not, you can greatly improve your health in these 10 simple ways.
1.
Eat breakfast. Breakfast gives you energy for the morning.
2.
Go for a walk. Walking is good exercise, and exercise is necessary for good health.
3.
Floss your teeth. Don't just brush them. Flossing keeps your gums healthy.
4.
Drink 8 cups of water every day. Water helps your body in many ways.
5.
Stretch for 5 minutes. Stretching is important for your muscles.
6.
Wear a seatbelt. Every year, seatbelts save thousands of lives.
7.
Do something to challenge your brain. For example, do a crossword puzzle or read a new book.
8.
Moisturize your skin and use sunscreen.
9.
Get enough calcium. Your bones need it. Yogurt and milk have calcium. Or drink orange juice with calcium added.
10.
Take a time out, a break of about 20 minutes. Do something different. For example, get up and walk. Or sit down and listen to music.
Students' Cassette B, Side 2. Unit 13. You can't miss it. Page 80, Exercise 1. Word Power. Places and Things. Part A. Where can you buy these things? Match the items with the places. Then, listen and practice. 1.
You can buy aspirin at a drugstore.
2.
You can buy traveler's checks at a bank.
3.
You can buy bread at a supermarket.
4.
You can buy a sandwich at a restaurant.
5.
You can buy a dictionary at a bookstore.
6.
You can buy stamps at a post office.
7.
You can buy gasoline at a gas station.
8.
You can buy a sweatshirt at a department store.
Page 81, Exercise 3, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Excuse me, can you help me? Is there a public restroom around here?
A public restroom? I'm sorry, I don't think so.
Oh, no. My son needs a bathroom.
Well, there's a department store on Main Street.
Where on Main Street?
It's on the corner of Main and First Avenue.
On the corner of Main and First?
Yes. It's across from the park. You can't miss it.
Thanks a lot.
Page 81, Exercise 4, Pronunciation. Checking information. Listen and practice. To check information, repeat the information as a question. Use rising intonation. 1.
The department store is on the corner of Main and First Avenue.
On the corner of Main and First?
Yes, it's across from the park.
2.
There's a coffee shop next to the shoe store.
Next to the shoe store?
Yes, you can't miss it.
Page 82, Exercise 5, Grammar Focus. Prepositions of place.
On the corner of, across from, next to, between.
There's a department store on Main Street. It's on the corner of Main and First. It's across from the park.
It's next to the bank. The bank is on Main Street between First and Second Avenues.
Page 83, Exercise 8, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you help me? How do I get to St. Patrick's Cathedral?
Just walk up Fifth Avenue to 50th Street. St. Patrick's is on the right.
Is it near Rockefeller Center?
It's right across from Rockefeller Center.
Thank you. And where is the Empire State Building? Is it far from here?
It's right behind you. Just turn around and look up.
Page 84, Exercise 9, Grammar Focus, Giving Directions.
How do I get to Rockefeller Center?
Walk up 5th Avenue to 49th Street. Go up 5th Avenue to 49th Street. Turn left at 49th Street. It's on the right.
How do I get to Bryant Park?
Walk down 5th Avenue for 8 blocks. Go down 5th Avenue for 8 blocks. Turn right at 42nd Street. It's on the left.
Page 85, Exercise 11. Reading. A walk up 5th Avenue. 1.
Start your tour at the Empire State Building on 5th Avenue between 33rd and 34th Streets. This building has 102 floors. Take the elevator to the 102nd floor for a great view of New York City.
2.
Now walk up 5th Avenue 7 blocks to the New York Public Library. The entrance is between 40th and 42nd Streets. This library holds over 10 million books. Behind the library is Bryant Park. In the summer, there's an outdoor cafe, and at lunch hour, there are free music concerts.
3.
Walk up 6th Avenue to 49th Street. You're standing in the middle of the 19 buildings of Rockefeller Center. Turn right on 49th Street, walk another block, and turn left. You're in Rockefeller Plaza. In the winter, you can ice skate in the rink there.
4.
Right across from Rockefeller Center on 5th Avenue is St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's modeled after the cathedral in Cologne, Germany. Go inside St. Patrick's and leave the noisy city behind. Look at the beautiful blue windows. Many of these windows come from France.
Unit 14. Did you have a good weekend? Page 86, Exercise 2, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did. But I feel a little tired today.
Really? Why?
Well, on Saturday, I exercised in the morning, then my roommate and I cleaned and shopped, and then I visited my parents.
So, what did you do on Sunday?
I studied for the test all day.
Oh, no. Do we have a test today? I didn't study. I just watched TV all weekend.
Page 87, Exercise 3, Grammar Focus, Simple Past Statements, Regular Verbs.
I studied on Sunday.
I didn't study on Saturday.
You watched TV all weekend.
You didn't watch TV during the week.
She stayed home on Sunday.
She didn't stay home on Saturday.
We visited my parents.
We didn't visit any friends.
You shopped for groceries.
You didn't shop for clothes.
They exercised on Saturday.
They didn't exercise on Sunday.
Didn't equals did not.
Spelling.
Watch, watched. W-A-T-C-H-E-D.
Exercise, exercised. E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E-D.
Study, studied. S-T U-D-I-E-D.
Stay, stayed. S-T-A-Y-E-D.
Shop, shopped. S-H-O-P-P-E-D.
Page 87, Exercise 4. Pronunciation. Regular, simple, past verbs. Part A. Listen and practice. Notice the pronunciation of simple past endings.
These verbs end in t, worked, watched.
These verbs end in d, cleaned, stayed.
These verbs end in ed, invited, visited.
Page 87, Exercise 4, Part B. Listen and write these verbs under the correct sounds.
Asked, called,
cooked, exercised,
listened, needed,
rented, shopped,
studied, waited,
walked, wanted.
Page 88, Exercise 6, Word Power. Irregular, simple, past verbs. Part A, listen and practice. Notice the irregular, simple, past forms.
I slept late on Saturday. I got up at 10, read the newspaper, and ate breakfast.
We saw a movie. We bought popcorn, drank some soda, and had a lot of fun.
I met a friend at the park and went jogging. Then I came home and felt really tired.
Page 89, Exercise 7, Conversation. Listen and practice.
So, did you go out with Sam?
Yes, I did. We went out on Saturday night. We saw the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Did you like it?
I liked it a lot, but Sam didn't.
Oh, well. Did you do anything else?
Yeah. We went to a dance club.
Did you have fun?
Yes, we did. We had a great time. And we're going to go out again next weekend.
Page 89, Exercise 8. Grammar focus. Simple, past, yes, no questions.
Did you go out this weekend?
Yes, I did. I went to the movies.
Did you have a good time?
No, I didn't. I had a terrible time.
Page 91, Exercise 11. Reading. The Changing Weekend. Then,
once upon a time, people spent lots of time at home on weekends. Then, new inventions changed the weekend. People used electric streetcars to travel in cities. On weekends, they rode the streetcars to amusement parks. Young people liked roller coasters and the Ferris wheel. The first movies lasted only 1 minute. Soon, however, movies got longer. By the 1920s, movie theaters sold millions of tickets each week. In 1927, movies finally had sound. Sometimes people stayed home instead and listened to another new invention, the radio. People in cities worked indoors during the week, so they wanted to be outdoors on weekends. Bicycling became a popular activity.
Now,
with more time, money, and inventions, people have many more choices. They can visit huge theme parks like Disney World and ride modern roller coasters that go higher and faster than ever before. They can choose from lots of different movies at a multiplex, a building with many movie theaters, or watch a video at home. Many people jog, bicycle, work out at the gym, or play sports. Others turn on their TV and watch sports.
Unit 15. Where were you born? Page 92, Exercise 2. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Where were you born, Melissa?
I was born in Korea.
Oh, so you weren't born in the U.S.
No, I came here in 1995.
You were pretty young.
Well, I was 17.
Did you go to college right away?
No. My English wasn't very good, so I took English classes for 2 years first.
Your English is really fluent now.
Thanks. Your English is pretty good, too.
Yeah, but I was born here.
Page 93, Exercise 3, Grammar Focus. Statements with the past of be.
I was born in Korea. I wasn't born in the U.S.
You were pretty young. You weren't very old.
She was 17. She wasn't in college.
We were born the same year. We weren't born in the same country.
They were in Korea in 1994. They weren't in the U.S. in 1994.
Wasn't equals was not. Weren't equals were not.
Page 93, Exercise 3, Grammar Focus. Questions with the past of be.
When were you born?
I was born in 1978.
Were you born in the U.S.?
No, I wasn't.
Where were you born?
I was born in Korea.
Was your brother born in Korea?
Yes, he was.
What city was he born in?
He was born in Incheon,
Were your parents born in Incheon?
No, they weren't.
Where were they born?
They were born in Seoul.
Years.
1906. 1917. 1999. 2000.
Page 94, Exercise 5. Pronunciation. Negative contractions. Part A. Listen and practice. One syllable.
Aren't. Weren't. Don't.
Two syllables.
Isn't. Wasn't. Doesn't. Didn't.
Page 94, Exercise 5, Part B. Listen and practice.
She didn't call because there wasn't time.
They aren't there, but she doesn't know.
They don't go out often, but they aren't home today.
She isn't going to wait because she doesn't have time.
They weren't home yesterday either.
Page 95, Exercise 6, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Where did you grow up, Chuck?
I grew up in Texas. I was born there, too.
And when did you come to Los Angeles?
In 1985. I went to college here.
Oh, what was your major?
Drama. I was an actor for 5 years after college.
That's interesting. So why did you become a hairstylist?
Because I needed the money, and I love it. Look, what do you think?
Page 95, Exercise 7, Grammar Focus. WH questions with did, was, and were.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas.
When did you come to L.A.?
I came to L.A. in 1985.
Why did you become a hairstylist?
Because I needed the money.
How old were you in 1985?
I was 18.
What was your major in college?
It was drama.
How was college?
It was great.
Page 97, Exercise 10, Reading. Three famous artists.
Hiroshige, 1797 to 1858. Hiroshige was born in Edo, now Tokyo. As a boy, he studied with a famous artist. Hiroshige traveled to many beautiful places in Japan. His woodblock prints are landscapes, mountains, fields, rivers, with small human figures. Hiroshige's prints suggest strong feelings about these places.
Frida Kahlo, 1907 to 1954. Frida Kahlo was born near Mexico City. At 15, she almost died in a bus accident. For the rest of her life, she was disabled and in pain. Soon after the accident, Kahlo taught herself how to paint. Kahlo is especially famous for her self-portraits. In these paintings, Kahlo used bright colors and strange symbols to show her feelings.
Alexander Calder, 1898 to 1976. Alexander Calder was born in Philadelphia. First, he studied engineering. At the age of 25, he went to art school. Calder developed a new kind of sculpture, the mobile. Mobiles hang from the ceiling and move in interesting patterns. In many of Calder's mobiles, wires connect flat, colorful metal shapes.
Unit 16, please leave us a message. Page 98, Exercise 1, Conversation. Listen and practice.
Jennifer.
And this is Nicole.
We can't come to the phone right now. Please leave us a message and...
Hello?
Hi, Nicole. It's Michael. Is Jennifer there?
Oh, hi, Michael. She's here, but she's in bed. She's sleeping. Can she call you later?
Yeah, thanks. Please ask her to call me at my parents' house.
Sure. Just give me the number.
It's 555-0367.
555-0367. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Page 98, Exercise 2, Word Power, Places. Part A, Listen and Practice.
Jennifer can't come to the phone right now. She's in the shower. She's in the yard. She's in bed.
Jennifer isn't here right now. She's at the beach. She's at her parents' house. She's at the library. She's at the mall. She's at school. She's at home. She's at work.
She's in the hospital. She's in South America. She's in class.
She's on vacation. She's on a trip.
Page 99, Exercise 4, Grammar Focus, Object Pronouns.
Just give me the number.
I don't have it.
Can she call you later?
Give her a call later.
Can I give him a message?
Please leave us a message.
Please call them at work.
Please ask her to call me.
Subject pronouns. Object pronouns.
I. Me.
You. You.
He. Him.
She. Her.
It. It.
We. Us.
You. You.
They. Them.
Page 100. Exercise 6. Conversation. Listen and practice.
Hello?
Hi, Michael. It's Jennifer. I got your message.
Hi. Thanks for calling me back.
So, what's up?
Well, do you want to have dinner with me tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night? I'm really sorry, but I can't. I have to stay home and study.
Oh, that's too bad. How about Friday night?
Sure. I'd love to. What time do you want to meet?
How about around 7 o'clock?
Terrific!
Page 101, Exercise 7, Pronunciation, Want to and Have to. Listen and practice. Notice the pronunciation of want to and have to.
Wanna. Have to.
Do you want to see a movie with me tomorrow night?
I'm sorry, I can't. I have to stay home and study.
Do you want to go out on Friday night?
Sure. I really want to see the new James Bond movie.
Page 101. Exercise 8. Grammar Focus. Verb plus to plus verb. Would. Accepting an invitation.
Do you want to see a movie with me tomorrow?
Yes, I'd love to. Yes, I'd love to see a movie with you tomorrow.
Refusing an invitation and making an excuse.
Do you want to have dinner with me on Friday night?
I'm sorry, but I can't. I have to study.
Sorry, I need to stay home with my brother.
Gee, I'd like to, but I want to go to bed early.
I'd equals I would.
Page 103, Exercise 11, Reading. Free activities this weekend.
Craft fair in front of City Hall, Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Need to buy a present? Find pottery, jewelry, paintings, sculpture, and more. Food from around the world, too.
City Museum Travel Movies, Saturday and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Do you want to travel but don't have enough money? See movies on Japan, Indonesia, Brazil.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听完讲啊。